Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hello, guys. How are you guys doing? Good? My people that can show up at 4:20 on a Wednesday, I love that. How many people are supposed to be at work? How many people don't have a job? Smaller number than I thought. Are you guys ready? Thank you. Thank you. Are you guys ready for Slightly Stupid? Miles? Kyle, come on out. Gonna do a little interview, then we'll hear some music.
Hera.
How you guys doing? Good?
It's awesome.
It's tough. It's tough in here.
It's summertime. That's kind of your time now.
I mean, I feel like summertime is all of our time.
Sure.
You know, if you're here and I'm here, isn't it our time?
It is our time. That is true. You've got your Step Into the Sun summer tour that is kicking off, or you're already on it? I'm sorry.
It starts the first week of June.
Right
after Cali Vibes in Long Beach. So.
You're going to do Cali Vibes June 7, 8, I think, in Long Beach.
What day are we playing?
I think
you're the
8th. Yeah.
You have to Google it. It's Google it.
Have to Google it.
Even we have to Google it. You know, that's kind of where we live in right now. So.
You are also, you've done Coachella, you've done Lollapalooza, you've done all the festivals. You're going to do Bonnaroo again. Is there a difference in any of those festivals?
If you make the difference, there will be a difference.
Everything kind of has their own flavor. I've really been a fan of what Cali Vibes has done, just how they've grown it. It went from the One Love Festival into Cali Vibes. Just they made it in kind of a better location, which is dope for the artist and for all the fans' experience. So that's kind of dope. I like that. But all those other ones, to me, they're very similar. You know,
all
as a band,
the same.
It's not the same as doing your own show. When you do your own show, it's kind of your fan base. You know the drill where you can kind of do whatever you want, and those are kind of more scripted a little bit.
Speaking of your own show, Closer to the Sun is happening again for the 11th year. Is that surprising?
We just have a good time, so okay. That's how it started, and that's how it's still going.
Shouldn't 11 be 21?
21?
21, like 21? 21.
I mean, if that's what you want to call it, you can call it whatever you want. It's your festival. Who's going to be there?
I don't think we could really say that right now, but there is some dope. It is pretty rad. It is pretty rad.
The brothers and the
I'm
sisters.
Hoping some of you are there. Who's going to be there closer? Any of you guys here? It's honestly going to be amazing. We have a great lineup. We just confirmed a couple amazing acts this week, so it's going to be... Now we can't, but I promise it's going to be awesome. We're excited, and it's just amazing to be able to do it.
It's just a family vibe.
Well, it sounds like you're going to be 11th.
A 21th is what you just said.
A 21th.
Yeah. That's a nice TH.
Let's talk about new music. It's been a while since we've had a new album. What's happening? We having a new album?
Yes.
Yes, we are. That's the right answer.
It comes out in 2030, and it's called Middle-Aged Man. It's actually short for ma'am. It's going to be great.
Honestly, we have a lot of music coming, and we're going to debut three songs today live that are for the record.
Fantastic.
So we're excited. You guys are going to be the first to hear. We're even learning it ourselves just because recording is different than playing live, and so we're excited, and a lot of good music. And, they've waited so long for music, so we're just going to start dropping singles until the record comes out.
The slow ride that you are doing for the Sublime one, I sort of like it better than the Sublime song. Is that bad?
That's because you're crazy, but we like crazy people.
Okay, good.
It's the people that think they're normal you really got to watch out
for. Right, agreed.
You know what I mean? They're crazy as
but
shit.
But you guys... Normal is boring, that's right.
Watch out, man.
But you put some harmonies into that song that they didn't have on the first one. I really loved it.
Thanks, man.
That's Miguel's fault. Miguel, was in charge of like saying, you guys should do some harmonies, so we did. And then we're going to try to do it today also.
Fantastic. You're going to do that song. You're going to do two others that we haven't heard?
Yeah, Stepping in the Sun and the song with Charlie Tuna, Upside Down. So we're excited. And also just it's cool to just how everything's coming full circle. Obviously, when we were kids, we were signed by Sublime and you know, Brad and Miguel and kind of took us under their wing. And to be able to do this, they came and asked if we wanted to be part of it, and it was rad. And it's the first time we've actually covered a Sublime song. We've kind of made a point, you know, out of respect for a friend of ours and the music, to not do that. And it's rad to be able to be part of it. And Stick Figure's on there with us, Miguel Happold, so it's killer.
I mean, also, Bradley Knoll is his voice is insane. He can make anything.
Oh, agreed.
And everyone has their 15 minutes. He was always on, so it's humbling, you know what I mean?
I thought the exact thing when I was comparing the two songs. I went back to the Sublime one, and I thought, yeah, he doesn't really need a duet. He doesn't need harmony. His voice is amazing.
He's like Ali Campbell from UB40. His voice is just insane.
And it's timeless, too. Like, if you put on Sublime now, it still sounds relevant today. Like, there's nothing new today that is, like, that doesn't involve what they're doing. And, it's really opened up such an avenue for so many bands, you know, besides, you know, what we've done is, you know, the inspiration we got from them as kids. And it's just killer that for so many generations now are listening and being part of it.
You told a story about when you met them that they played a show in a bar that you were 16 or 15 and your mom's friend made you a fake ID.
That was super dope at the time.
That's great.
And Kyle's dad was there, too, so we were all kind of partying together. It was rad. There was like 50 people inside this place called Dream Street, and Sublime was playing. It was right before, you know, about a year and a half before they really exploded.
My mom was not that cool. She would not make me a fake ID.
Our parents are pretty cool. Like, my dad was actually the one that introduced Miles and me to Sublime. He's like, I met these guys in Mexico surfing, and they gave me their cassette tape.
Wow.
And then I think Troy, you know, his wife said the same thing. I got the cassette tape and we were down in Mexico. So it's just like, I don't know. It's kind of crazy how time unfolds. You know what I mean?
It's just kind of a
backyard
brotherhood.
Fires, bonfires, and just hanging. And how, you know, I don't know how many years later, we don't talk about it. We don't talk about Bruno.
We're getting younger. We're getting younger.
Are you getting younger? Wow, that's cool.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You once mentioned that you have 10, 20, 30 songs to pick from when you make a new album. Do you have that now?
Lots of good problems.
Yeah.
No, we're excited, honestly. It's been a long time. And in all honesty, all of us started families. And we've dedicated our lives on the road. And to take those time to actually enjoy your families as well, because we used to spend 200 days a year on the road just partying with all you guys. And so we took that time to actually enjoy some of those things that everyone gets to enjoy as well. And now we're ready to release music. And
you have three daughters. You have twins, right?
I got two boys. But like Miles was saying, the music, it comes from just life. So, I mean, a lot of the music that we've been making is, it comes from, it's life. It's almost like life writes it. So it's not like we go into the studio and just be like, oh, we have to write a song. It's special to us because of the things you go through. That's what creates a song. I always say, when you show up, that's when good things happen, you know? And the fun that we have, it's a blessing to be able to do it. So we're just lucky. You know?
And with the kids, does that help with your mental health? With your sometimes you got to get away. I understand that.
But we've all been kids, and if you have kids, we all go through the same things. But that's a joy.
We should ask our parents the same question.
I mean, every generation's different, but honestly, it's a blessing. If I'm having a bad day, and even if my kids are driving me nuts, I look at them and see the beauty in what we created, and just watching them grow. So that's kind of a thing you go through as even writers, you know, you're talking about those things as you grow as an adult yourself, because we're still just giant man babies getting older, you know what I mean? And that's
a long big word.
But it's kind of a, like, we're still kids even though we're getting older, and I feel like you guys all feel the same thing. And age is whatever number you want to put at it, you know. You may get grayer, but it's still fun to do what we do. Like, I love being on stage with this dude. We've been together since diapers, and obviously, we've barely aged.
you're like 20, right? If I'm not mistaken. I wanted to ask you a question
We don't talk about Bruno.
I wanted to ask you a question about Point Loma High School when you played lunchtime in the quad. You were 15, 16, and you got in trouble.
That was our first gig.
First gig.
Yeah.
And Mr. Schneider was his name.
Was it the principal?
He made us write a letter of apology. And we're just like, why? Like, everybody was stoked.
You're not allowed to cuss. And we can't do shows without cussing. We've tried.
Wait, you wrote a letter that you wouldn't cuss?
No, we wrote an apology for cussing.
Oh, okay.
They made us do it to, like, the whole staff. And we were just kind of like, okay, man, you asked us to play. It says slightly stupid.
I mean, he knew what he signed up for also.
It is really on. He's the fucking adult.
Right.
We were 16 and 15. It's like, give me a break.
Can you say a sentence without the F word?
They gave you microphones. That's on them. What are you going to do?
I mean, in all honesty, since then, I've never spelt stupid with a U. So even my kids spell it with two O's. And it just feels weird when I write it with a U. Only when I'm angry do I write it like that, because then it looks stupid.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Sure, sure. Let's talk about the songwriting process with you guys. You, I know, went to Nashville for a little bit and wrote with some different people. Yellow Wolf.
That was just doing a couple songs with Yellow Wolf, which was amazing. I mean, we've been making music since we started. And what was cool about Step Into the Sun, we flew out to Sonic Ranch in Texas. It's kind of by El Paso, and that song came together with the whole band.
That's a famous recording
studio.
Yeah,
it's insane. Yeah. But that, everything came together through that. which is rad. And every song is different. We write stuff on our own. We write stuff together. So every song as a writer is going to be different.
So when you're writing songs, do you, you're just jamming? You're just playing and something comes up and you go, hey, I like that. Let's build on that. Is that how
song, that song, we're going to play it right now for the first time ever live. And we never even played it. And we just played it at rehearsal. And it's to us, it means a lot just because it's kind of natural. So it's nice.
Do you have to sort of go back and listen to it because you've played so much music since that song was written?
If hey, if we fuck it up, you saw it first. So, in all honesty, that's what we don't play to tracks. We're a live band. We don't. There's no. If we fuck up, that's part of the show. I've always said I don't really care. You can't get back what we said.
I think mistakes are beautiful. They're like little blemishes. You know what I mean? Like
right.
Why it shouldn't be perfect? You know.
No, I agree. But my question is: do you sometimes have to go back and go, let's remind ourselves what we did?
If you're playing something that you never played, then yeah, you need to go listen to it just because it's not in the muscle memory.
Right.
But even like we only recorded that song, we never played it physically as a band because everyone kind of played their part, and it was rad. Like we did rehearsal all day yesterday, and we got it down, and it's almost where we need it to be. It still sounds rad, and there's a lot of elements like from Acoustic Roots. Just that's what we do outside of all the other things, and there's so many elements in this song. It's got beautiful lyrics, and we're happy. So I think that's what starts as a musician and any sort of artist. When you're happy at what you do, like things come out of it.
So what you're saying is a full death metal set.
It's gonna be dope.
It's gonna be dope.
You guys had no idea this is really gonna rock.
We went to see Slightly Stupid and they played Pennywise songs, all Pennywise.
Acoustics
awesome.
With distortion pedals the whole time.
Speaking of friends, I saw Charlie Tuna back there. What's happening?
Well, we always have the tuna. We got Rashawn Ross,
do.
Too, here
Charlie.
From Dave Matthews Band, one of yep. the greatest trumpet players ever. So
you
it's
feel like
gonna
answering
be
some questions?
We got fucking TIE Fighter, who's our guitar tech, but he used to be the bass player for Alien Ant Farm. He plays bass with us, too, on stage and some guitars. So it's great, like the jack of all trades. So we got a lot of weapons.
Yeah, we don't have to play music. We just hang out, and just to hang out is a blessing. You guys want to answer some questions?
Like, nope.
I got this real nice one for you, Charlie.
So the new album, tell us about it. Is it going to come out in June?
I think Kyle said 2030.
He did, but he was lying.
No, it's not going to drop in June. We're going to start dropping singles.
Okay.
We kind of missed the deadline. That was operator errors on our part. You know, like life happened, and we just didn't get everything done in time where we felt comfortable releasing it. So we're going to release some singles and then kind of tighten shit up and get it out when we can.
Excellent. And Step Into the Sun is the one we're going to hear today. That's from the new album?
That one... Upside Down with Charlie Tuna, and then we're going to play Slow Ride today.
Fantastic. That sounds great, doesn't it, you guys?
And some speed metal.
And some sweet metal, right.
Speed metal.
Speed metal,
I guess we could play sweet metal, too.
You're talented enough.
Dude, what you're saying.
It's so sweet, bro. That's like...
How many songs do you have to choose from for this album? Do you know? Or is it just like it's a... endless.
I'll just say that a lot of them were really kind of just proud and just blessed, kind of feel blessed because like we were saying, life writes the music and the things you go through kind of let it out, you know. Sometimes you can try to do something and you ain't gonna get there, you know. You could try as hard as you can, but the first time that you try, you're gonna get lost.
Right.
And sometimes you need to get lost first in order to know where you're going. And these songs they're special to us because all of our records have been like that. But and we've always had like 30 to 40 songs to pick from each record because we just that's what we do. But these songs
is there ever
going to
be a box set of thousands of songs that you didn't choose for the album?
Probably not.
There could be, but
there should be. But you know, we may get to that eventually. What's cool is we have our own place. You know, like I said, we've been basically brothers from other mothers our whole lives. We're going to continue to make music until we can't make it anymore. And we're blessed to do what we do. We love it. You know what I mean? That's the best thing. Like we appreciate all you every single day. But we love getting on stage. That's the best feeling in the world. Like, you kind of plug in. You could be having the worst day, and you step on, and you see smiling faces, and there's, something just kind of
hits you, and it's awesome. And we appreciate that. And it lets us, just like any band, you're letting yourself out there for the world. And when they receive it, it's fucking amazing.
Let's do that then. Let's do that, shall we? Three songs are going to be brand new.
And give it up for this man right here, who is fucking awesome, by the way.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
All right, they're going to step off. They'll be right back, and they'll play live for you.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.